Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, 90 years ago, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis described a novel business regulation in a case then before the court as one that involves a vast extension of the area of control exercised by the state. And in this reference, he urged the court to uphold the scheme. He said, denial of the right to experiment may be fraught with serious consequences to the nation. It is one of the happy incidents of the federal system that a single courageous state may, if its citizens choose, serve as a laboratory and try novel social and economic experiments without risk to the rest of the country. Now, the other members of the court were unmoved by his enthusiasm, finding that the interest in exploring the uncharted seas of economic and social sciences could not transcend the limitations imposed by the Constitution. They said the principle is embedded in our constitutional system that there are certain essentials of liberty with which the state is not entitled to dispense in the interest of experiments. Now, this issue didn't involve firearms, but one such latest legislative experiment now would have to be considered to be gun control. And the laboratory in this instance is the District of Columbia. A few weeks ago, a spokesperson for the National Gun Control Group, Giffords, was clear that the formula couldn't be more obvious. There is no debate. Lawmakers can save lives, reduce violence, and make their state safer by following a simple blueprint. Pass gun violence prevention laws. Now, the same group praises D.C. for having enacted some of the strongest gun violence prevention legislation in the nation. And the checklist of gun laws that they have there was just short of a complete ban on firearms, with gun owner registration, universal background checks, assault weapon and large capacity magazine bans, a prohibited concealed carry law, a gun offender registry, and lots more questionable validity given the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in the Bruin case. The benefits of living in this exemplar of near-ideal gun control would, you would expect, be boosted by proximity to adjacent Maryland, which is Giffords A-minus rated, and B-minus rated Virginia. Except, that's not the case. The D.C. Police Union, representing the sworn officers of the Metropolitan Police Department, reports that as of June 6th, the number of homicides in the district surpassed 100. Being their earliest point in the year, the city had reached the triple-digit marker in two decades. And they provide additional context as well. Over the last 10 years, the average date that we have reached this grim marker is October 25th. Homicides in some parts of D.C. are up by 133% this year compared to 2022. And are not the only violent crime on the upswing. Robberies citywide have increased by 34%. Carjackings have increased by 57%. And a Washington Post headline concurs. D.C. area carjackings have soared. Carjacking is like a cottage industry now. It has jumped to a staggering rate. And it started during the coronavirus pandemic. It increased from 200 crimes in 2018 across D.C. and its neighboring jurisdictions to more than 1,000 by the end of 2022. And not only is there a steady increase year over year, but the juvenile perpetrators are overtaking adults in committing this crime. They gave out some carjacking tips to try to help the hapless citizens the gun control capital, you know. Take notice of your surroundings when walking to or getting, you know, parking areas, good lighting, and, you know, that nonsense. Now, the law enforcement hints on how to avoid being carjacked include trusting your instincts and parking in areas with good lighting and visibility, and keeping car doors locked even when driving. And if you're threatened for your car, they give it up to avoid any personal injury. Noticeably absent is advice on lawfully carrying a firearm for personal protection against would-be criminals. The criminals themselves are uninhibited by this district's gun control laws, and with good reason. Data on the 2023 D.C. Sentencing Commission reports that out of a total of 5,508 MPD arrests for carrying a pistol without a license, 34.2% were no papered, which is the prosecuting attorney elected not to immediately file charges in Superior Court related to the arrest, or they were closed without a conviction. Only 97 cases ultimately resulted in a prison sentence. Now, the odds are with the lawbreakers in D.C. Out of 2,149 total arrests made up for UPF crimes in the same time period, 38.6% were no paper to close without a conviction. Only 14.5% of the cases concluded with the offender being behind bars. So, you know, as you look at these gun control experiments as they're practiced, you know, here's the thing. The fluctuation in crime is going to rest on the way law enforcement prosecutes and goes after crime. And when I say prosecutes, I'm not talking about I'm talking about actually execution of their mission. And I'm just not seeing it. I'm just not seeing it. And gun control advocates will find a way to explain why following their simple blueprint in D.C. hasn't led to reduced crime or increased public safety. And Giffords 1 makes a point of stating about a jurisdiction with no gun stores and just two licensed FFLs that firearms purchased in D.C. are rarely used in crimes. Now, if you go back to the 1932 Supreme Court case, the court laid down a different and preferable scientific method for the legislators to follow. And they said unreasonable or arbitrary interference or restrictions cannot be saved merely by calling them experimental. It is not necessary to challenge the authority of the states to indulge in experimental legislation, but it would be strange and unwarranted doctrine to hold that they may do so by enactments which transcend the limitations imposed upon them by the federal constitution. It's always interesting to me to watch these various things they try to do to justify gun control, even when it's not working. Gun control's not working. It never works. Never, ever, ever. But they do it anyway. This fine experiment that we get to be witness to on a constant basis. This is a thing that they, you know, I don't understand why they don't understand it. Why I don't understand why I know it and they don't. If it isn't working, why would you do it? And the reason has nothing to do with you know, public safety or anything like that. Never has. It has more to do with just simple controlling everybody's every simple thing they do, including how they drive their car. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Women, you guys, ladies, you are the biggest gun buyers in the United States today. Nobody has bought as many guns in such a large quantity as the women of the United States. And this is good. And we should be actually quite happy with it, I think, you know. Now, are we? I don't know. The thing to remember is that everybody that buys guns becomes a member of our loose little group, you know, of the armed. And on the one hand, while it's really groovy cool for us to sit back and think about all this stuff and everything, when the New York Times starts noticing what's going on, now we're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere with this skirmish that we're all constantly in the gun control versus gun freedom fight. Now, the New York Times supports the idea of gun rights for the little people. That's regularly reflected by the way they do their quote-unquote news stories and editorials. And in an ongoing demonstration of their hypocrisy, they scribble out their little screeds while working behind the protection of armed security. Guns for me, not for thee. In the gray lady's never-ending effort to try to explain how life works west of the Hudson River to its dwindling Upper West reader base, they recently mentioned the fact that 22 million guns were sold in the year 2020, and that, more disturbingly to them, at least 7.5 million Americans bought their first gun ever that year. They never owned one before, but they could read the tea leaves. And even worse, half of those new gun buyers were women, and nearly half were people of color. Now, hang on a minute. What's this about? Why on earth is this happening? Well, that's old news for me and you, right? But it's the kind of information that could shatter the carefully curated misconception of thousands of the loyal Times readers. So in order to bury the truth, they've tossed in all manner of fake news, junk science studies, and cherry-picked stats and expert opinions in an attempt to depict gun ownership as, you know, dangerous. But things are changing. And they're changing in a way they can't control, because some of the readers aren't buying that narrative that guns are bad. And like millions of other Americans, lots of them are voting with their wallets and buying guns. Some of the less biased graphs from the Times story, Why Some Americans Buy Guns. Social scientists are just beginning to understand who is purchasing firearms and how gun ownership may alter behavior. In 2020, while many communities were under COVID lockdowns, protesters were flooding the streets and economic uncertainty and social isolation were deepening. So Americans went on a shopping spree for firearms. Some 22 million were sold that year, 64% more than in 2019. More than 8 million of them went to novices who had never owned a firearm, according to the Firearm Industry's Trade Association, the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Millions of Americans who never owned a gun purchased a firearm during a 2.5-year period that began in January 2019, before the pandemic, and continued through April 2021. Of the 7.5 million people who bought their first firearm during that period, 5.4 had until they lived in homes without guns. The new buyers were different from the white men who historically made up a majority of gun owners. Half were women. Nearly half were people of color. 20% were black. 20% were Hispanic. Why do it? Why did they do it? Well, they did it for self-defense. That's the top reason. Gun ownership is not just a constitutional right, but a necessary form of protection, according to the NRA and the NSSF. A study of individuals who said they were planning to purchase a first or second firearm during the early days of the pandemic found that would-be buyers were more likely to see the world as dangerous and threatening than individuals who were not planning to purchase. purchase a firearm. Now, the fact that the New York Times published this, although late, you know, suggests that even the paper's brass has decided it apparently can't ignore a reality that's obvious any longer. And it reflects their wonder and incomprehension at those who own guns, and even more so the millions who have decided to become gun owners for the first time. So, Neil Buttrick, University of Wisconsin Madison psychologist. The real question I wanted to answer was, what do people get out of having a gun? Why would somebody want to take this really dangerous thing and bring it into their lives? So he recruited Scott college students, some of whom came from gun-owning households, to participate in a study in which they would be subjected to very mild electric shocks. And they were administered, while the shocks were being administered, participants were given a friend's hand, a metal object or a prop that looked like and felt like a pistol but had no firing mechanism. For participants who grew up around guns, holding the prop that resembled a firearm provided the greatest comfort, Dr. Buttrick said. Of course, they made sure that you understood, that, or at least they went to great lengths to, make out that, reassure the readers they really don't want to handle, let alone own, one of these mysterious talismans of death and tools of systemic racism. We get this. Researchers are increasingly focusing on the idea that an armed person is more likely to perceive others as armed and to respond as though he or she were threatened, a concept called gun embodiment. The idea behind embodiment is that your ability to act in the environment changes how you literally see the environment. Gun embodiment gets at the idea of the old colloquialism, when you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So, anybody that owns a gun is just waiting to shoot it, according to these guys. So, the benighted areas outside of the tri-state area which they service, I'm sure that lots of gun owners looked at that, if they saw that in the papers, are going, hey, what are these guys talking about? I'm sure the article struck fear in the hearts of anybody reading this article. We'll see. But it can't change facts, no doubt about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court says President Biden exceeded his authority with his plan to forgive student loan debt. The court ruled the program was an unlawful exercise of presidential power because it had not been approved by Congress. Biden's plan was struck down by a vote of 6-3. The airports and roads are busy today in the U.S. with a record high number of travelers getting away for the 4th of July holiday weekend. AAA's Robert Sinclair says the agency predicts more than 50 million Americans will go 50 miles or more from home over the next few days, a record high.
Employment is up over the past few months. I think Americans still have a lot of pent-up demand after being locked down for 3 years of the pandemic.
More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continue fouling the air in the U.S. Conditions are expected to improve into the Independence Day weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back talking to Rob Morrison. He was just about to tell us what his when he's looking at an instructor, what he's looking to find with an instructor. Tell me about that.
You and I are driven. Here, Rob, try this. It might work better. Oh yeah, I'm all over it. And of course, the wheels are starting to come off the bus. I have to think about it rather than do it automatically. And great instructors are sensitive about when to push you with more new material. I went to say, okay, slow down, back up, review what you already know so that we can feed you more little bit at a time. Because if we just bury you and drown you, you're like the donkey walking around on a dance floor. You know, it's just you're completely befuddled and lost. So that sensitivity is what, for me now, separates the good instructors from the great ones.
The thing about instructors, like the class that we took in right outside of Orangeburg, and this is interesting because we took the same class at Tactical Response as well. Now, Tactical Response class you and I were in was gigantic.
Right.
And what did we have? We had four or five firing lines. Do you felt like you got any sort of instruction that might have addressed any sort of idiosyncrasy you had as far as your shooting was concerned when that was going on? Did they even look at it, or were they just looking at your hit saying, okay, you're hitting, move on, next thing up?
Yeah, both. I know what you're describing very well. The instructor walks past, as long as your performance is adequate, they're not really caring how you do it. But no, a couple times someone would tap me and say, here, try this. Yeah, because they would love to make this individualized instruction for every student, but in fact they're just going to see you shoot a couple shots on each exercise because each range officer, one has to monitor the entire line and has, what, 5-6 people to monitor per instructor. Yeah, they're spread thin.
Well, and the thing about a tactical response class, for example, is that the instructors are so confident about what's going on around them. You'll see them doing some things that I would sit back and go, that's really unsafe. I'm not doing it. There are a few things here and there. Would you agree?
they never, ever did anything that would put a student in risk.
No, not a student at all. But the instructors.
Some of the things, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've been working with each other for a long time. That was a part of it.
For example, suppose that you and I, one are in front of the other. I could use you to mask my draw, right? But that means you're going to stand there absolutely still, don't move, Bill, and I'm going to step behind you and then push you to the side and present and shoot. In some sense, when you think of armed, you and your wife are there, honey, if something happens and the guy's got a drop on me, I'm going to put my arms up way high. I'm going to be the biggest distraction possible. There's a gun right in your face. Would you please take care of the problem? I've got a gun pointed at my chest. You've got the butt of a gun in my back pocket. Please grab it. So, you know, in fact, those are the unsexy exercises that we should be doing.
Yeah, you know, I haven't thought about that. Kim, my wife can actually shoot a Glock better than I can.
Interesting.
Yeah, she can just, I mean, the grip angle means nothing to her. She just picks it up and shoots it. She has her own Glock 19.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
How are we doing for time? I don't want to run us over.
Oh, we got, you got a good 4 minutes. Go.
Oh, okay. You know what was so interesting? And again, you see this. We had people in to be, come on, Ralph, a full sentence. In these armed defender classes for schools, there are parts of it that are just routine work on the range. Okay, we're going to measure your performance because there's a qualification coming up. You have to shoot reasonably well. In some states, you really want to ace that test. In other states, I struggled to pass. But then there's parts like first aid. And you watch somebody who's been awesome on the range, and all of a sudden they go, like, the plastic mannequin has some red paint on it, and you're pushing gauze into this hole. It's an imitation wound. So you have that visual. Hey, I'm looking for, you know, a big red hole in somebody. If you're going to be squeamish, now is the time to face that. And I had somebody walked out of the class, and I said, I know why. I had to go drag him back. But then we do force on force. And again, this isn't ninja stuff. This is not something out of John Wick. This is, sir, I'm not familiar with you on campus. How can I help you? And that question, when you engage somebody, if somebody's lost, they're all, hey, yeah, I was trying to find this room. I can't. Perfect. Or your church. I haven't seen you before. Welcome. Which part of the campus were you trying to find? And when you get strange answers or they ignore you, alarm bells start to go off. So that engagement. And then we had dedicated defenders. Those poor 20-year-olds got shot by everybody over and over, and they played great roles, even though they knew it was going to be ugly with rubber bullets headed their way. But some of the people who did phenomenal in force on force struggled on the range. But they had that presence of mind to solve the immediate problem and then go ahead and deal with the chaos. How do people who aren't part of this, how do we clear them out so that they're not around this violence? And then how do we treat the injured? And then how do we get more help to arrive? And if you ever have to touch your gun, that's the beginning of the answer. It's nowhere near the end because you're going to be busy for a couple hours.
I think that, you know, when you go out on the range, then you begin to see why you were training the way you were training and why you need to be accurate and everything else. And I think that combining those two things instead of just being nothing but on the range in the beginning, which I know you got to have the reps to get comfortable with the gun. But I don't know how much more intense you can make it to where you get comfortable with a gun faster to where you can get on the range. I always enjoyed fire and maneuver. I loved fire and maneuver. I would always volunteer to go be on fire and maneuver. When I was in military intelligence, I was on the quick reaction force for the company. So fire and maneuver, the training for it is absolutely, it's fun. It's fun to get out there because what you're doing is you're problem solving on the run.
Yes.
And it's like a puzzle. Getting out there on the range and just shooting at a target over and over and over and over is not the same as getting up there and running at a target and getting an angle on the target and the target's trying to hit you.
Yes.
That's a whole different story. Yes. If you can get out there and suppress the target enough to one of your guys to get up there and lob a little grenade in there for Christmas, well, you won that fight. So, anyway.
You've seen guys who, older guys like me, practice from the free throw line. The young kids still like the hustle of playing the game.
Sure.
And it makes perfect sense. Yeah.
It's, well, I mean, even with less movement, with less capability of movement and everything, it still becomes a thing to where tactics come into play. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It's a snack food. Put us in your pocket. Runs about 20 minutes once a week. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. The SAF has podcasts out every day. Once a week, we run 90 minutes. I write the Slow Facts blog. That's about 2,100 articles. I wrote three this week. And from there, my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens.
Yeah. Rob is just about as prolific as Dean Weingarten and is probably very close to catching him as far as the number of articles he's got out there.
Dean's amazing.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Robert Kennedy Jr. A lot of people excited about Robert Kennedy Jr. Interesting man. He's a very interesting man. He's a Kennedy, of course, and that adds a little bit to the mystique. He's thrown his hat into the ring, as they would say. And for president, he wants to primary Joe Biden. Unlikely that he will beat him, but who knows? Especially considering Democrats are seemingly trying to rig the game so that it can happen. He's still turning a lot of hits. On the right as well as some on the left. And he made some gun control comments that might do more to garner support among right-leaning folks. He did a town hall with News Nation on Wednesday saying that there's nothing policymakers can meaningfully do through gun control to reduce gun violence in America. And he was asked by an audience member how he would use federal resources to slow gun violence. He said, I do not believe that there is, within that Second Amendment, that there's anything we can do meaningfully do to reduce the trade in the ownership of guns. And I'm not going to take people's guns away. Anybody who tells you they're going to be able to reduce gun violence through gun control at this point, I don't think is being realistic. Well, that's sort of refreshing, I guess, right? I find that refreshing. That is the simple truth. Something you didn't hear out of any of the Democrats running for the nomination 4 years ago. Kennedy's comments sound like we have a pro-gun Democrat, but I wouldn't get too excited about it just yet. Quotes are awesome. And Kennedy isn't consistent, though, on guns. Seems like while he doesn't think gun control will reduce gun violence, he still favors some gun control anyway. He said that he would get behind a bipartisan assault weapons ban, which the overwhelming majority of Democrats support, but has little chance of getting through Capitol Hill because of the GOP. He also offered support for more restrictions on gun purchases, universal background checks, of course. The Kennedy family has a history of gun violence. Kennedy's father and uncle were both shot and killed by assassins. He's got a reason to be skittish, in my opinion. But my issue is that he's talking out both sides of his mouth. You know, he has some restrictions on gun sales and assault weapons bans, but he doesn't think the gun control will reduce gun violence in any meaningful way. Then why would you support the restrictions in the first place if you don't believe they'll do anything? A lot of people on the right like him because he's anti-establishment. And I'm not a big fan of the establishment myself, but you got to remember that anti-establishment isn't universally good all the time. So, yes, the founding fathers were anti-establishment, but so were Lenin and Mao. Anti-establishment doesn't mean pro-liberty. Not all the time, not some of the time. Sometimes it means something altogether different. So, while I don't think Kennedy is Mao reborn or anything, we need to look at someone like this cautiously, especially since he's saying one thing here and another thing there. Not exactly breaking news. Some of you have already heard this. Scott Peterson, the Broward County coward, has been found not guilty of all charges. He's found not guilty of felony child neglect and other related charges. The jury deliberated for 19 hours over 4 days. And after court adjourned, Peterson, his family, and friends rushed into a group hug as they whooped and hollered and cried. One of his supporters chased after lead prosecutor Chris Culleran and said something. Culleran turned and snapped it to him, way to be a good winner, and slapped him on the shoulder. Members of the prosecution team then nudged Culleran out of the courtroom. During the Marjorie Stoneman rampage, Peterson took cover and stayed outside the building for more than 40 minutes, long after the shooting had stopped and other officers had entered the building. And his defense apparently relied on misdirection, claiming he couldn't tell where the sound of gunfire was coming from. It's not that hard. Peterson's attorney, Mark Eiglarsh, during his two-day presentation, called several deputies who arrived during the shooting and students and teachers who testified. They did not think the shots were coming from the 1200 building. Peterson, who did not testify, said that because of echoes, he could not pinpoint the shooter's location. Eiglarsh also emphasized the failure of the sheriff's radio system during the attack, which limited what Peterson heard from arriving deputies. But the prosecutor had this to say. As parents, we have an expectation that armed school resource officers who are under contract to be caregivers to our children will do their jobs when we entrust our children to them and the schools they guard. They have a special role and responsibility that exceeds the role and responsibilities of a police officer. To those who have tried to make this political, I say it is not political to expect someone to do their job. I am forced to agree. But I don't know what I thought was going to happen with this. We'll see how it goes as things go on. On a personal note, I have gone through the process of getting my AR-15 pistol and turning it into a SBR. I've done the Form 1, and I've gotten that back. And to that end, I'm of two minds about it, personally. Now, my first thought process is that I did what I had to do because I was so public with this gun. So very public. And the second thought I've had is, I feel like this is going to be shot down at some point, and I will have gone through something and done something that I can't undo. You know? I can't take it back to being a pistol, so it will remain on the NFA registry. I don't have bad feelings about it. I mean, I as I was researching this and looking at this and everything else, my thought was, nobody gets bothered on this registry. I could find no records of anybody having anything revoked or anything. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go establish a trust, and this gun will stay in the family. It will be one of the few that probably does. And in the interim, if this thing gets overturned and it gets held up by the courts and they decide that it's just not constitutional, they just can't do it, then I'm going to go out and buy an AR-15 and 5.56, and that will be my truck gun. And it'll have a pistol brace on it. I saved my pistol brace because I don't have anything to put it on right now. So I sort of, I don't know. I'm not going to say I sidestepped the issue or anything else. I just, the way I attempted to go after it was, just due to the fact that I was so public with it, because I do love it. I mean, we talked about this gun, me and Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical, who built it, we talked about this gun incessantly for a year or so. Anyway, coming up next, I'm going to pick the brain of Super Dave Harrington. What does this man carry around with him when he goes out into the world? This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.